T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
My name's Gary Parrish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
And I sure hope you weren't looking forward to that Memphis-Purdue game in the sport of college football, because it's now been canceled. And what so many had feared for a while is now a reality. Power Conference football games are coming off the board. The Big Ten announcing earlier this afternoon that it will play a conference-only schedule. That's the plan for now. But as Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State University, said this afternoon, he's really concerned that they're going to be able to play at all. I'll give you all the details momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425 Rick Bucher is a longtime NBA insider. He's going to join me in the next segment. That'll be brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available at radio.com/Dell. Rick Bucher will be here 425. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the PGA Tour announced today that there will be no fans at the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational this year. It's an expected announcement, no real surprise. Still, it's unfortunate, especially if this is the year Tiger plays here for the first time. I'll get into it around 444. Speaking of Tiger, he announced where he'll play for the first time since the PGA Tour has resumed. I'll tell you what the GOAT said a little later on this hour. The MLS returned last night. I watched it. Very disappointed in Inter-Miami.
Do you have money on it, Miami?
I'm very disappointed in the performance from Inter-Miami. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed what I watched it. It was fine.
How are you going to give up a goal in extra time?
You weren't the favorite.
Inter-Miami was the favorite.
Oh, they were. Oh, I thought Orlando. Well, I'm glad I remember.
Heavy favorites. Heavy favorites, Brad.
Okay.
Talk about that.
No, they just they did screw up then, yeah.
They didn't perform well.
No, you're right.
They did not play to their ability.
No.
A new 30 for 30 has been announced, and it's one I'm already looking forward to. I'll tell you what that is during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Cargan, just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with big news of the day, and that's that the Big Ten is going to only play conference football games this season. That means the Big Ten is going to lose a number of marquee non-conference matchups, including Michigan at Washington, Ohio State at Oregon, Michigan State's home game against Miami, Wisconsin's game against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field, and Memphis's game at Purdue, scheduled for September 12th. It is now officially canceled.
Ooh.
So the dominoes here are vast, and the Big Ten is probably the first of many, if not all, power conferences to make this move. And they're doing it less than 24 hours after the Ivy League confirmed that no Ivy League teams will participate in sports. And now we'll try this. But again, as Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State University, said, when you look at the behavior of our country and the trajectory that we're on now on, it doesn't appear that you're going to even be able to play conference games in the fall semester. People keep saying they're going to do it. Nobody ever actually tells you how they're going to do it. They just say we're going to. Be like me saying I'm going to jump over a 20-foot wall. Okay, fine, but how are you going to do that? I don't think you can do that. There is nothing that suggests you'll be able to do that. And right now there is nothing that suggests college football is going to be able to be played in September, October, November. By the way, we had Brett McMurphy from Stadium yesterday. He told us he had conducted a survey with 130 athletic directors with football programs. He published that survey this morning. 75% of athletic directors told him that they think the college football season is going to be delayed. 36% of them told him they thought the college football season would be league after league, conference games only. And now more athletic directors than ever before, since he's been talking to them once this pandemic started, are telling him they don't believe football will be played at all in the 2020-21 academic year. My guess, best case scenario, conference only, second semester. Worst case scenario, and this really is the worst case because it would be financially devastating for athletic departments all over the country, is they don't play football at all. And if you're trying to look at somewhere to place blame, if you're trying to look for an explanation for why this is happening, if you are somebody who has been dismissive of this virus, who hasn't been doing what the doctors tell us to do, then you on some level are responsible for this. When our kids aren't able to go back to school, or when they do go back to school, and then the virus spreads and then they shut down the school, if you're the one who hasn't been taking this virus seriously, you played a role in it. Rick Bucher's up next.
This is Mayor Jim Strickland. We have recently seen an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Memphis. We are now at a critical point in the fight against this virus. For months, you've heard me and the medical experts talk about the need to wear a mask and a social distance. But there are those in this community who, for whatever their reasons may be, are not taking this virus seriously. I'm here to tell you they should. You can't argue with the numbers. The choice is yours, to put yourself and others at risk or to do the right thing. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, wear a mask when out in public, and please, if you have any symptoms, stay home from work and get tested. Testing is free and locations are available throughout the city. To save lives and to get this community back to work again, it's going to take each of us doing our part. Stay safe and stay strong.
Hey, I'm here with Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Sheldon, I've heard you're probably one of the worst golfers in town.
Steve, I don't know where you heard that. I play golf weekly with a great group of guys. There's five of us, and I have to ride alone in a cart in the second tee time. I know they like to do that so I can keep my concentration.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But I hear as bad as your golf is, your marketing skill in real estate is phenomenal. What do I hear people in town say? When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
Steve, I'm all into the real estate business and have been for a long time. I'm a firm believer that before people list their home, they should always talk to 2 to 3 brokers. Make sure I'm one of them. I've got a heck of a good strategic marketing program with Shell Bucks options.
So you'd rather sell homes than play golf, huh?
Heck yeah. Sellers don't make me sit in a cart by myself. Want to talk? Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and
go Tigers!
Stretch my hands to you.
Life. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The PGA Tour announced this morning that fans will not be allowed at this year's WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational, so it'll be lonely out at TPC.
The Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Rick, it's Gary. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. What's up, Gary?
Just trying to get through another day with sports cancellations, the Big Ten removing non-conference football games, and obviously the NBA is getting ready to go into a pseudo-bubble, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that it will work well. Are you optimistic that it will work well?
I would say that I'm optimistic that it's going to work well. There aren't going to be any hiccups. There aren't going to be some things that they're going to have to deal with on the fly. I wouldn't go that far. Everything's brand new, and honestly, it sounds unusual or funny to say about an enterprise as big as the NBA, but they're kind of going to be making it up as they go along. They got 113-page manual on how they're going to operate. That is a living document, as they like to say, in terms of they're going to have to figure out what works and doesn't work. We've already seen it. I mean, they've already had deadlines on certain things that they have been soft or mushy on. That's not the way the NBA normally operates, but then it normally doesn't operate in a bubble in Orlando, bringing 22 teams together, et cetera. So I do think they have a billion reasons, figuratively and literally, sure, to get this done. So they will, but that it's not going to be without its issues. I have very low expectations. I don't think the basketball is going to be very good. I think that there are going to be a lot of controversial things that happen, but ultimately they're going to satisfy the broadcast partners and some of the advertisers, and it will give them the vehicle, most important, from a salary cap mechanism to be able to have a free agency and a draft and thereby have next season.
It seems clear to me, at least, that we know how they'll handle if one player or two players test positive from a team. They'll just isolate those players, test everybody else, yeah, and try to move forward. But we are watching the MLS's back tournament, which got underway last night, and Dallas has already had to be removed from the tournament. Now, this afternoon, Nashville also removed from the tournament because of outbreaks in a team. Do we know how the NBA – so if that's happening, it's reasonable to assume it could, and I emphasize the word could, happen with the NBA as well. Do we know what happens if 9 Lakers test positive?
Yeah, the question has been asked by GMs, and it was asked actually when the players first returned to their teams. And the anticipation was by the GMs that I spoke to that they were expecting a much higher count of, I think we had like 16 positive tests out of the 300-some players, maybe 17. And that was far fewer than they were expecting. They were expecting a number closer to 100. And so it was they were wondering what the cutoff number would be. I have not heard of such a cutoff number. I dare say their belief is that they have the resources, and I'm not completely familiar with how the MLS approached its run-up, but having all of the guys come down there now and putting them in the bubble and testing them every other day and establishing protocol, that's with the hope that even if guys are getting are testing positive anytime in the next week or two, that they won't by the end of July, and that's when it really matters. And so, I would dare say if they have any semblance of knowing what they're doing, and they have a 2-week run up, then you would hope that they would be able that. Any outbreak that would happen would be happening now as opposed to later.
I'm talking to Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider here on 92.9 FM ESPN. How sorry do you feel for the Brooklyn Nets? Those poor guys don't look like they're going to win a game.
I don't feel sorry for them at all, honestly, because, I mean, in one respect, like guys like Beasley and Jamal Crawford get an opportunity, sure, to play and they were out of the league, and I, you know, at least with Jamal, I know that he's excited by the prospect. And I'd rather have guys that are excited to go than the Nets, who basically all bailed.
Right.
I mean, that's probably the bigger issue, is that the expectations as a result of having KD and Kyrie are through the roof in terms of what they're supposed to be when they come together. the fact that all of these guys decided that it wasn't worth playing or even going to play. I mean, I don't know how many teams are going to take this like it's we have to, you know, take it to the same level of seriousness that they normally would. I would expect that there's going to be four or five teams that approach it, the teams that have a shot at a championship, and the rest, you know, they're going to be very careful. They don't want any having any long-term injuries if they don't feel like they have a legitimate shot at winning it. Getting to the second round under the circumstance doesn't carry the same value or meaning. So I don't have any sympathy for the Nets, and I would say that I would be a greater, if I'm Sean Marks, I have a greater concern that I have guys that are not that infatuated with playing, regardless of what the circumstances are. We're not asking you to go to the wall. We're just asking you to show up and play. And guys took the easy way out by saying that they had concerns about the virus. It's not a good signal for the long-term mentality of the Nets.
I don't want to go too far focusing strictly on the Nets, but obviously, KD, they knew what they were signing when they got him. With Kyrie, there's been some of the same issues that you've seen in other places. Do you think if they could go back and undo it, they would undo what they did last summer?
No way.
No way.
Just because the value. I mean, what's the alternative?
Right.
You're still the Brooklyn Nets, right? I mean, you still have Kyrie. You still have KD. Who knows? You know, maybe at some point Kyrie matures. Maybe KD captures his old magic, and maybe he can be the leader that you need. I just look at the challenge of a guy like Jacques Vaughn or any coach that goes in there. And I asked somebody in the organization, I said, who's going to be in that locker room to support Jacques? And they didn't think there was anybody there. And that's a problem because coaching guys like KD and Kyrie, you need guys, you need veterans, quality veterans in the locker room that are going to back you up when you say, hey, this is the way we need to do things. Even if it's not necessarily the way Kyrie or KD want them done, you need the backing of other players to carry that message. And if you don't have them, then KD and Kyrie are going to win that fight every time.
Talking to Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Kawhi Leonard is going to join the Clippers in Orlando, but he did not travel with the Clippers to Orlando because of a family matter. What, if anything, do we know about that?
I don't. Kawhi lives in San Diego. That's where a great deal of his family is. I believe the last I knew, he was commuting. He was one of those guys, much like Kobe, quietly was taking the helicopter up from San Diego. So I really don't know what it was. I trust that it was significant, and I would fully expect that it's not going to get in the way of what Kawhi wants to get done, or the Clippers for that matter. They are one of those teams that sees the opportunity to do something that the franchise has never done. It's not something that they set out to do at the beginning of the year. So I would fully expect that this is not a signal in any way that Kawhi is not fully committed to chasing a championship under these circumstances.
According to odds makers, there are three franchises that are clearly a tier above the rest when it comes to chances to win the actual NBA title. It's the Lakers, Bucks, and Clippers, and then a significant gap. While recognizing that the virus could throw a wrench into all of that, it just takes a few Bucks getting sick or a few Clippers getting sick. Do you agree with oddsmakers that one of those three franchises seems likely to win this title?
I don't. I mean, I understand why they're there, but I think the fourth team is the Toronto Raptors, and they're significantly off of that. And I look at the fact that they went down there early. They have the experience. Mental toughness is going to be a huge element to this. They are as mentally tough as any team. You don't win a championship without proving that. And I believe that because of these circumstances, that size is going to play a big factor in the game. I think you're going to see teams playing slower and relying more on size because guys are just not going to be in the same shape. So playing up and down and playing at a super fast pace, you're going to see that at times, but I don't think we're going to see it to the level that we've seen it of late or earlier this season. And I look at the Raptors, and they have the hallmarks of what I think is going to carry the day in these circumstances. One, depth. Two, mental toughness. And three, size. And any team that has that, I think, has a chance to surprise people. It's why, I don't think that the Blazers can catch the Grizzlies, especially now. I'm expecting Jaren Jackson is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Blazers did, with Zach Collins and Yusuf Nurkic coming back and Hassan Whiteside, like, that's a team that I could see having an opportunity to surprise some people. The Raptors are in that same boat.
I'm wrapping up here with Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned the Grizzlies. Obviously, they're being led by a couple of 20-year-olds. They were picked to finish last in the West. They are projected now to finish eighth in the West. That's success by any measure. But take that, set it over here. What does success at Disney World for the Grizzlies look like to you?
Nobody gets hurt. I mean, I just don't want anything to happen to Ja Morant. I don't want to have any reoccurrence with Jaren Jackson or Brandon Clark. That's a great young nucleus. I don't know, you know, the 12 pounds of muscle, I'm glad to see that. It means Ja's been doing something. But to me, the conditioning to play, this is what people just don't get. You know, the weekend warriors who are committed to getting on their spin bikes and running around the neighborhood and playing pickup and, you know, lifting weights. It's like these guys go to elite performance centers because of the equipment and because of the competition. When I'm working out and I'm working out with my buddies, as opposed to working out against other pros, there's a different level of exertion. And then I've got trainers that are honing my skills, and then I've got the equipment necessary. It takes me to an entirely different level. These guys have not had access to any of that for maybe the longest time in their careers. So the idea that they're going to come back, no matter what they've been doing, and are going to be NBA ready as we're used to seeing them, is simply unrealistic. And I just hope that nobody suffers any. There's going to be injuries.
Sure.
I just hope nobody suffers an injury that is an impact on next season.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available at radio.com/Dell. Rick, you're always great. Kind to join me. I really appreciate it. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you down the road.
You and your listeners do the same, Gary. Thanks a lot.
You're the best, Rick. Thank you so much. That's Rick Bucher, Radio.com NBA insider. When we come back, the PGA Tour announced this morning that fans will not be allowed at this year's WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational, which gets going later on this month. So it's going to be lonely out of TPC Southwind. We'll get into that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This pandemic has been rough, but the hardest part has been no Grizz until now. Welcome back, Grizzlies. The games are back.
Live from Orlando, it's the Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trail Blazers on Friday, July 31st at 3 p.m. on 92.9.
We missed you, Grizzlies. All the names, games, analysis, and everything here in one place from inside the bubble. All together now, God bless. The Grizzlies are back. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Cooper Systems is in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679. That's the number. And this is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need. They've also been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigator ever, the legend Andy Wise.
Gary, I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple years ago on computer repair businesses. And Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. I mean, you know, for over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. What I have discovered in my partnership with them is if you want reputation, if you want locally owned, if you want an impeccable record, you want Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is the number, 360-9679. If you want to deal with somebody you can trust, it's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com.
For all your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Hi, this is Jim Miller, and Origins is back.
I said to Cameron, I'm like, this doesn't come around very often, and I want to be in this movie.
Chapter 6, Almost Famous turns 20.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! You made friends with them.
Well, it was fun.
Because they make you feel cool.
To celebrate Almost Famous' 20th anniversary, we've managed to put the band back together again, including the director and writer of the film, Cameron Crowe himself. Plus, Kate Hudson, Frances McDormand, Billy Crudup, Jason Lee, Patrick Fugit, Zooey Deschanel, Jimmy Fallon, rock stars Peter Frampton and Nancy Wilson, and more.
It's what it's like to be a fan, to love some band so much that it hurts.
Join me as it all unfolds with Origins Chapter 6, Almost Famous Turns 20. Subscribe now on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you...
We're talking with Paige McKee, account executive with Entercom Memphis. Paige, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know why? Because I love what I do, and I do what I love. I love radio. I love helping people find solutions to their marketing problems, whether it be sponsoring a country concert, doing live commercials with Ron Olson, a social media campaign. There are lots of solutions, and there's lots of choices at Entercom. I have a lot of things to present. I'd love the opportunity to present them to you. So call me today at 901-605-5270.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing Black Jack versus Death Gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the card dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a card dealer.
This is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned and operated by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day. Going to give guests that fresh from the cooker quality, whether you're in there at noon or 9. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then, not a moment earlier. Now, is that the most efficient way to run a kitchen? I'll be honest, I never worked in a kitchen. I don't really know. But I'm told it's not. I'm told it's not. But here's what it is. It's the best way to ensure you're getting the best quality, and that's the most important thing at Memphis Barbecue Company. 709 DeSoto Cove is the address from Memphis. Just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit and understand the Memphis Barbecue Company is operating right now at 50% capacity indoors. They have special UV light air sanitizers to filter the air They're using UV light technology to ensure all tables are sanitized after every guest so you can feel safe inside. But yes, curbside service remains available. It's located at 709 DeSoto Cove, just across the state line off I-55. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. Get back to the big news of the day, and that is the Big Ten announcing it's canceling all non-conference football games this fall. And it should be noted, since I started this show, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren was on the Big Ten Network, and he said, quote, "We may not have sports in the fall at all." The fact that a conference commissioner is even acknowledging it's a possibility suggests that it's probably closer to a likelihood. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. Right now, I got 4 stories I would like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
The PGA Tour announced earlier today that fans will not be allowed at the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational later this month at TPC Southwind. It is not a surprise, but it is now official, which is obviously disappointing, but again, just a byproduct of how our country has mishandled this pandemic basically from the jump. And now we're losing things that we didn't have to lose. This, you know, spectators at a golf tournament, big picture, not that important, I understand. But it's still something we've lost that we didn't have to lose, but we lost it because we handled this stupidly 1 month after another after another. It'll be especially tough for fans if Tiger Woods does decide to play here for the first time in his career, and that still remains unclear. I've heard positive things connected to that. I've heard not nearly as optimistic things connected to that. I won't pretend to know, but I know something that golf fans here, and really just sports fans here, have always wanted is the idea Tiger Woods is playing off of Hacks Cross, and you get to go out there and walk 18 holes with them and just experience, be close to one of the real sports icons of an entire generation. And so I hate that if he is here, fans aren't going to be able to experience that. But selfishly speaking, media will be allowed.
Oh, wow.
And I am looking forward to going out to an empty TPC Southwind.
Hey, you've been doing what you're supposed to do, Gary. You should be rewarded for that in a way.
I will put my mask on and put on my best golf shoes. I love that. When you cover golf, you have to dress like a golfer.
Of course you do.
It's my favorite thing about people who cover golf. They dress like golfers.
It is so funny.
You put on your little golf shoes and you go out there.
Yeah, you got to dress the part, Gary.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Yeah, so, but you don't do that in basketball, though. Can you imagine RRS out there? Like
imagine if I had to go cover a Grizzlies game and I just like put on a jersey. I had to put on a tank top jersey.
Yeah, and you're flexing.
It'd be ridiculous, right? It's like managers having to wear baseball uniforms. I don't think they should have to do that. Now, there are some managers that like – they put a hoodie on.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Boone wears a hoodie all
like
the time.
Joe Madden kind of works around with the hoodie stuff.
Right. Mickey Callaway used to wear a hoodie all the time when he was still manager of the New York Mets. So some managers get around it, but some of them actually they're 64-year-old chubby guys in baseball uniforms. It's so ridiculous. But, hey, guys, so you cover golf, you got to dress like a golfer. So I'll dress like a golfer. In all seriousness, if I could snap my fingers and allow fans to be there, that's what I would prefer. It's better for the event. It's better for the people who are listening right now. But
can we drink beer while we're out there as media? I don't think so. Maybe sneak it in.
I drank beer while I played in the Pro-Am.
Of course. They encouraged you. Probably played better because of it.
I got so frustrated hitting, it's just embarrassing.
Was that you played that pretty good golfer from East Carolina?
HV3, Harold Varner III.
Who's been playing great.
He has been playing well.
Yeah.
He has been playing well. I didn't see what he finished at today, but at one point he was 2 or 3 under.
HV3, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. He had the Jordans. Me and Vernon and Ben Karras, we played with HV3. And it's humiliating because, I'm not good at golf. Like, I'm better now than I was then.
Yeah.
I'm still not good now.
Fine.
But I like especially wasn't good then. And you're just like people are watching you.
That sucks.
Not to mention you're playing with a professional golfer. By the way, not to get too off, I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for professional golfers to have to once a week play a round of golf with three idiots like me.
I do think they get paid to do that particular tournament though.
What if every week, once a week, Kawhi Leonard had to spend 5 hours playing basketball with me? I mean, how stupid would that be?
It would probably get old, Gary. No disrespect to your game.
Try to take what golf does with pro-ams and apply it anywhere else. Like, hey, the Yankees and Cardinals are playing today, but Jack Flaherty, for 4 hours, you need to take ground balls with these businessmen.
To your point,
I mean, I love it, but it's kind of ridiculous.
Well,
I thought the whole time watching Harold Varner, he was awesome. He was
great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. We still keep in touch with him to this day.
Yeah, I bet you.
But the whole time I was thinking, this must be so frustrating for you. First off, it's 100,000 degrees. He probably just wants to get in 18 holes, go back to the hotel, and relax. And instead, he's playing a five-hour round because we keep hitting the ball in the lake.
The five-hour round thing is the thing that makes it ridiculous. I thought Timberlake handled this perfect. We did a media day when Timberlake opened up Miramichi.
Right.
And he played with everybody.
Right.
Played one hole, though.
Right.
He just stayed at that hole.
Right.
You would go through, and you'd hit with Timberlake, and you're done with it.
Right.
But, of course, he's there all day. But he doesn't have to play with Gary Parrish all day.
Yeah, you don't have to, walk the course with people who are so inferior
for five
to
hours.
You. So, either way, right. That's that. So my point is
what
this.
If they'll do a pro-am?
There's going to be no media at TPC Southwind. But, I mean, no fans at TPC Southwind.
No fans, but media.
But media is, my understanding is, allowed. And that means, and I'm actually looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Empty course, and you can watch Brooke Koepka play 18 holes,
God,
or Tiger Woods if he's here play 18 holes, or Bryson DeChambeau is now one of the biggest stories in golf. How cool is that going to be to stand behind the tee box and watch Bryson DeChambeau hit a ball 100 yards further than you can hit a ball? All of that's going to be fun. So I hate it that this happened to the event.
Sure.
I hate it for the fans who would want to go. But I can see the bright side in it from my perspective, and that's being able to walk an empty course with literally the best golfers in the world.
Story number two.
Tiger Woods announced this morning that he will make his first PGA Tour appearance since the start of the coronavirus pandemic at next week's Memorial Tournament. This ad, it's so funny. There's so many Google searches with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You can actually Google, when will Tiger Woods play again? And, there are pages on the internet,
writing about it.
They're just nothing but, hey, here's when we think Tiger Woods is going to play again.
Oh.
Because the Google searches are, people just want to know when is Tiger Woods going to play again. So he will return next week at the Memorial, which is, by the way, again, been what people had believed to be true for a while now. It'll be the first time he's played since February 16th. That was the final round of the Genesis Invitational. Hmm. He shot 77 and finished last among those who had made the cut. He subsequently had some back stiffness that had kept him out of a couple of tournaments, and then the pandemic hits, and then it's lights out. But he will be back next week, and that'll be awesome for golf because though big numbers of people have been watching the PGA Tour since it returned because what else are we going to watch? There are two types of golf tournaments in the world. There are tournaments that have Tiger Woods, and there are tournaments that don't have Tiger Woods, and the ones with Tiger Woods are bigger, bigger, bigger. So just having him back out there, even if he hasn't played in a long, long time, that'll be big for golf and big for that event. And then, of course, we wait, fingers crossed, to see if he commits to playing at TPC Southwind later on this month.
Story number three.
MLS's back tournament got underway last night. I watched it. It was Orlando City against Inter Miami, and I'm very disappointed in Inter Miami. I was doing a lot of stuff, but I was also watching, and I turned away from the TV at one point, and when I looked back up, it was 1-0 Inter Miami.
They were the favorite, you explained.
They were the favorite. Okay. I believe laying, something like minus 160 or whatever. I said, okay, Inter Miami, you're doing well. And then they gave up a goal, so now we're at 1-1, and then we go to extra time.
Okay, more time on the clock.
And these idiots gave up another goal.
Oh.
So they lose 2-1. That is no way to start the MLS's back tournament.
It's not good.
That's not a way to start the MLS's back tournament.
No.
The big display pregame with the players fist in the air, others taking a knee, them being silent for 8 minutes 46 seconds in reaction to the murder of George Floyd. So if you didn't see that, it was an emotional scene. Yeah. I guess I would say this. Having been somebody who has watched some European soccer since its return, where they are piping in sound, and then watching MLS last night, where they didn't pipe in sound,
Oh, for sure.
Sounds better.
Exactly.
It, sounds more like a soccer match.
I agree.
I was watching last night, and like I said, I was doing something else, but it's so noticeably quiet.
Flame-ish.
That you just sort of lose interest in it. It's so noticeably quiet.
Yep.
Like in an actual soccer match, when something is exciting is happening, you hear that from the crowd.
Yep.
That's why I missed the first goal, because it doesn't sound like anything's happening.
No.
Because you don't hear anything. No.
Well, and usually when you watch a soccer match, there is the entire game, there is ambient sound. The whole match.
Sounds like soccer.
It's on. When you turn it on, you're like, a soccer match is on. And then, of course, a goal scored or whatever.
And this sounded just quiet.
A little quiet.
I don't know how it'll work for every single sport. Like, what's that going to sound like with the NFL? What's it going to sound like if they try to do it with the NBA?
I have heard that for radio, we're going to pipe in some sound. Now, I don't know what sound, if it's beyond the squeaks and the actual miking in the arenas, but I've heard that they're working on a plan for that.
I don't know how all that'll sound. I'll have to hear it to know whether I like it or not.
Same.
But having heard soccer with fake sound and soccer without fake sound, there is no doubt in my mind, soccer with fake sound is preferable. And perhaps the MLS, if they notice the same thing, they'll start piping in sound as well, because I do think it just makes for a better television product.
Story number four.
A 30 for 30 was announced earlier today, and it will be on?
What is it?
A look at the 1986 New York Metropolitans, which is one of the iconic World Series champions.
I don't
want to
go that
time.
Far, but they're good.
It is one of the most well-known championship teams in modern baseball history. Yeah, that is true.
I guess.
You ready? Who won the 1993 World Series?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Who won the 1983 World Series?
Don't know.
Who won the 2004 World Series?
Don't know.
Everybody knows who won the 1986 World Series.
I do know that one.
You're going to know that one.
Yeah, I
Everybody knows who won the 86 World Series.
That's true.
Because it was Doc. And it was Daryl, and it was cocaine. And so it'll make for an incredible
Keith Hernandez.
Because I don't know if you've ever read any of the books on them. Mm. Jeff Perlman did one. Mm-hmm. Like, The Bad Guys Won, I think is the title of it. They were legit out of their minds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, doing coke on the plane, flying from, like, St. Louis to Cincinnati.
Yes, they like got after it.
They would be in the on the plane. Like, they got a game tomorrow, and they're like, and they just finished a game. But, like, that won't stop Keith Hernandez from doing lines in the in the airplane bathroom.
Yeah, let's
like they were out of their mind.
After it.
Doc Gooden missed the World Series parade.
Yeah.
Because he was like in Brooklyn at a drug dealer's house on like a 36-hour bender. Like that's what this team was. Out of their minds.
I wonder if they would take it all back and give up that championship to get their life, because it really messed those dudes up permanently. I mean,
well, Doc has been battling it ever since.
Whole life.
He was arrested
never
again.
Got over it.
Within the past year. He seems to be doing better now, but the issue, of course, with an addict is that you can do better, but it's always...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.